Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Gator, I mentioned before the break that I had made a shoot the boot guarantee.
Yes.
Now, for people unfamiliar with the shoot the boot guarantee, there have been several made on the air over the years, two of which have come up that have burned someone. One was you, one was Ortiz. Ortiz never followed through. You did. If you make a guarantee and the guarantee does not, and whatever you're guaranteeing doesn't happen, you have to drink beer out of a shoe. You did it quite gloriously on the air one day.
I did.
And you know what? With the way we're set up now, where we're doing the show from home, I could do it right now.
No, you can't. Remember when I tried to do something a few weeks ago?
Whatever.
And it's just was denied.
Let's just do it and ask for forgiveness later. Anyway, here was my shoot the boot guarantee. We were talking about Jeffrey Okuda and how important he was, and I guaranteed that he would start from day one.
Okay.
Barring injury.
Barring injury, fair enough.
Yep, that he would start from day one. So I threw that out there. Now, is that widely bold? But
you're obviously 100% sure that's going to happen.
Yes.
I would say there's probably, at this point, I'd give a 75% certainty, maybe a little more.
Yeah.
But there leaves room for doubt. Kang, are you totally sold, like 100% that he's going to start?
Not 100%. Yeah. But I think, the odds are in your favor, Doug.
Sure.
I see that happening. It should happen, but is it a guarantee? And that's why we kind of brought up Gator. And then I asked Doug, would you shoot the boot on that? And he did. He said that, and he's a...
I like the way you work, man.
He's confirming it today to you. So, yes. In Doug's case, he believes it 100%. Do I believe it 100%? No, I don't. But I'd be very disappointed if it didn't happen.
I brought up a scenario here, Gator, that doesn't include an injury. Is it possible that when another team goes and puts their jumbo package on the field, that, you know, where there's three tight ends, fullback, running back, is it that this scenario could play itself out? He could be slated to start, and they throw him, you know, the Lions kick off, and the other team returns it all the way down to the Lions one, and the other team goes jumbo package, and the Lions, Okuda's not in their jumbo package defense. That could burn me, right?
I suppose that could burn you, yes. Mm-hmm. And that would be just a terrible way to lose the bet. it would be, kind of like, well, I don't know if you watched the U.S. Amateur Golf yesterday. I actually watched it live when it happened, when the guy's caddy on 18, two guys were all square on 18, and the caddy for one of the golfers went down and into the sand trap and tested to see what the sand was like. Yeah. Because it was so windy in Oregon that a lot of the sand had been swept away because of the wind. Beautiful golf course right on the ocean there in Oregon. It looked a lot like Arcadia Bluffs, actually. And because he touched it and someone saw him touch it before the guy went to hit the shot, the guy never even stepped into the bunker to hit the shot. He was called out for it. And the penalty wasn't a one-stroke penalty or a two-stroke penalty. The penalty was you lose the hole. This happened to be on 18. So he lost the match because his caddy stuck his fingers in the sand to see how deep the sand was. And then the caddy also had the audacity to say, I never touched it. And there's like video evidence. Like, dude,
right.
What's that little mark right there? Did you just happen to wave in front of it and you move the sand? I mean, there's clearly a mark in the sand where you touched it. And there's plenty of video that shows you touched it too. But what an awful way to lose. Just like for you, it would be an awful way to lose if some team returns the ball all the way to 1 yard line, puts in jumbo package, and Jeffrey Okuda's not out there on the field.
So you're not cutting him any slack, Gator.
No, that would be just a terrible way to lose.
Well, now, I brought this scenario up off the air with you, Kang, earlier today, and what did you say?
I said I would cut you slack. The first time they run the base defense out there for me. But the Gator, he's his own person. He's making
no
his own
slack.
Decision, see?
I want company in this club. Hey, that's the game, man. Them's the breaks. It's too bad.
Well, I'm not too worried about that scenario playing itself out, because if the Lions gave up an opening kick return, it would be for a touchdown. They wouldn't tackle him on the one. We know how this works. So
you say.
Yeah. Would you make that same bet? I'm not saying you have to, but would you?
No, I would not, because I think there is a chance that couldn't happen. Maybe he's slowed by injury during camp, and he's slow to get, and he's totally healthy the last 2 weeks, but they're not ready to put him in there to start. He could play, but they wouldn't start him. I could see that happening. I could see that just happening, period, where he's healthy throughout training camp, that they go with Awarie to start, and the plan is to slowly introduce him into the lineup, and then he gets to play.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.